Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho, and it's September 17th, 2014, and I have Jameson Monroe on the phone. Jameson is the founder of Newport Academy in California and is now expanding on the East Coast. So, hi, Jameson. Glad to have you here.
Hey, Lon. Always a pleasure to talk to you, bud.
Okay. Well, let me know what's going on. I saw the press release that you're doing a lot of staffing, and I presumed you're staffing up for the for what you're doing in the East Coast. So could you tell me a little bit? Well, why don't you give us a short synopsis of Newport Academy and exactly what the mission is?
Okay. Absolutely. Newport Academy, our goal is sustainable healing. And so we strongly believe that the self-destructive behaviors in which teens are participating in, such as eating disorders, substance abuse, self-harm, and other what we call symptoms or external manifestations, self-destructive coping mechanisms, are all merely that, symptoms of underlying internal issues. And so it's our goal to identify what those underlying issues are and then work to heal those. Those underlying issues are primarily various forms of trauma, abandonment, anxiety, depression, abuse, and neglect. So we treat 12 to 20-year-olds in residential setting. We have four different residential facilities in Southern California. We have a very small 6-bed male facility. We have a 6-bed female facility. And then in Connecticut, in western Connecticut, close to New York, we're coming up on 1 year pretty soon here of operating a 10-bed male facility and an 8-bed female facility.
Okay, that's part of the reason I wanted to talk to you, to find out more about that expansion, because it's relatively new, and it sounds like you have some other plans on the books. But tell us a little bit about the Connecticut facility. Is it still called Newport Academy, or is it Newport Academy?
Exactly, yeah, it's just Newport Academy, and yeah, people call it Newport Academy East a lot of times.
Okay. Well, how's it going? You've been there, you say, almost a year?
Yeah, it's going great. Yeah, we're coming up on a year, and we're on 65 acres in northwestern Connecticut, and it's going really well. Like I said, we've got a 10-bed male program and an 8-bed female program, and specifically, the press release you saw was in fact a number of staff members that we have been adding over time, some in Connecticut, some in California, and some promotions of some alumni staff, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, something to note that I love is that about 10% of our staff is made up of alumni. So we've got about 10 alumni out of our 100 staff that work for us.
That sounds good. Now, does Newport Academy East, I'll use that to differentiate, does Newport Academy East pretty much the same mission and comparable to the California facility?
Pretty much exactly the same, Lon. Yep.
Okay. So what you said when we first started applies to that, too. Now, I understand you're talking, you have a sober high school in California, don't you?
You got it, yeah. So in California, Newport Beach, since 2010, we've been operating the Newport Academy Day School, which is a recovery high school. We had 7 kids graduate this past spring from there, which is really exciting, and go on to various colleges. So we're really excited about that. And we're going to be opening up a Newport Academy Day School in conjunction with IOP, an outpatient program, in Fairfield County in Darien, Connecticut, this winter, probably in early December.
And that'll look a lot like the one down in California?
It'll be exactly the same model, except for the fact that our new national medical director, who's mentioned in the press release, Dr. Rachel Fortune, has a specialty in eating disorders, and she's actually based in Southern Connecticut, close to Darien. And so she'll have an office there. She's a pediatrician and adolescent medicine specialist with a specialty in adolescent mental health and a subspecialty with eating disorders, anorexia and bulimia. So she'll have her own office there and be able to see patients on a regular basis. She already is up in our residential facility 4 to 5 days a week as it is.
Okay. Now, you said when I talked to you and I first called that you were in New York and you're looking at putting something together there. So you got some expansion plans. You're still in expansion mode, I gather.
Well, yeah, the idea, and you visited it, the idea of the Recovery High School is something that I think I'm probably most excited about is like I said from the top, is that our goal is sustainable healing and sustainable recovery. In order to do that, you got to have that safe, supportive environment for these kids to continue their care and continue their road of recovery. And so high school, as we all know, is and early college as well, is full of pitfalls for kids. And some of the stats that I read from the Association of Recovery Schools showing that, you know, 80% of kids relapse within 30 days, 90% within 6 months of returning back to a traditional educational environment. Those numbers don't sit too well for me. So I'm looking at going into communities and opening up therapeutic day schools, recovery high schools that will allow kids to continue what they learn in not only our residential programs, but other types of residential programs when they're returning back to their communities.
You know, you mentioned a term there that you mentioned recovery, and I've always, in my experience, it's primarily been recovery from drugs, but I think you're using it in a more general, a broader sense. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We do take a broad-based view of recovery, and to that end, we're speaking about recovery from substance abuse. We're talking about recovery from self-harmful behavior, so cutting. We're talking about recovery from eating disorders as well.
Okay. Well, we've about ran out of our time. Jameson, sounds like you're coming along very well and continuing expanding, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about Newport Academy and your various programs in the future. But I want to thank you very much for your time and taking some time out of your busy schedule, Jameson.
Thank you so much, Lon. I really appreciate it.
This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking to Jameson Monroe, the founder and director, executive director, whatever, of Newport Academy, and expanding to the East Coast now, and as well as several facilities in California. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Juan. Have a great day, bud.
You too.